Good morning. My guest this morning is Patrick Mims from the 6th Street Playhouse. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. A fascinating show coming up directed by you called Forever Plaid.
Yeah, now, it's
I can't funny. Remember. I sort of remember this show, but refresh my memory.
So Forever Plaid was written and originally directed and choreographed by Stuart Ross in New York City. And it was never on Broadway. It was an off-Broadway production. And I suppose it was this was in the mid to late 90s, and you might say that this sort of started what's come to be referred to as the trend of jukebox musicals, where the show is basically constructed out of already popular or familiar songs. And there was a show called the Wonderful Wonderettes that came after this, and then you might say that Rock of Ages and some of these other shows or Memphis that pulled songs out of our history. So, in some ways, it's a trip down memory lane. Forever Plaid is about it's very strange. It's about four guys, and this is in 1964, and they are aspiring singers. They have a group called the Plaids.
Yeah.
And they are inspired and modeling themselves after the 50s groups like the Four Tops or the Four Aces, or inspired by Perry Como and Tony Bennett. And these are guys who are not part of rock and roll.
Yes, right.
Yeah, I mean they
pre-rock and roll.
Well, rock and roll was happening, but I mean there was that music there was that mainstream music that came out of the big band era. With with Como and Frank Sinatra
and
these other singers who were absolutely who were not part of this rock revolution that was going on, and on the female side you might say Doris Day or sort of that we forget now that that was the more popular that was the
absolutely.
Mainstream music that's
oh,
what you
yeah.
heard on the radio
yeah.
And so these guys are they're in Pennsylvania and they are on their way to the first big gig, which is at the lounge at the Airport Hilton, where they live. And the car that they are in on the way to the gig is struck by a school bus filled with parochial virgins on their way to the Beatles premiere on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Yes.
Now, none of the students in the school bus are harmed, but the four guys in the singing group are killed instantly. So typical start for a musical. Why not? Right. So and this is in the liner notes. I'm not giving this is no spoilers here.
Right.
This is in the liner notes of the program that this has already happened. So through some metaphysical divine intervention of some kind, they have been granted the ability to come back and for once only. For one time only, to give the performance that they were never allowed to give in life. And they're a little nervous about this. And, they were never big-time professionals, so they have some things to work through. But basically, they're singing songs from the late 40s, early and mid-50s, songs that... of a certain generation, you go, oh, my God, songs like Three Coins in the Fountain, Gotta Be This or That, 16 Tons, Love is a Many Splendored Thing, just really some really nice music.
Frankie, Jinx, Sparky, and Smudge.
It's Frankie, Jinx, Sparky, and Smudge are
that
the four guys.
Great.
Yeah, that's their names. And they're just regular good guys.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
As those guys were.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Patrick, thank you very much for coming in. I think you have you certainly whetted my interest in Forever Plaid, and I'm sure you have whetted the interest of the audience. Let's tell people that this is opening on June 24th at the 6th Street Playhouse and playing through July the 17th. For information on the telephone, it's 523-4185. I know that telephone number because it was the telephone number of Actors Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And online, 6thstreetplayhouse.com. Thanks again for coming in, Patrick.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.